You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello.
Okay, so we're talking Jonah. So we obviously have to have a water-related question. Mm-hmm. So, lake, ocean, or river? What are you choosing?
Lake, ocean, river. I think I'm going to go ocean because I'm really not a big water person. Okay. I'm not a very good swimmer, mm-hmm. and I'm really scared of snakes. And so when I think of rivers and lakes, I think of snakes.
Okay. Yeah.
That rhymed. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but I get real nervous around water, but I uh-huh. like the ocean because I can sit on the shore and enjoy the smells, the sounds, and
it is very multisensory. You don't mm-hmm. just have to be in the water to enjoy it. That's mm-hmm. true. I love all of them. I think if I had to choose one for the rest of my life, I would choose lake because you don't have the salt water and mm-hmm. lakes, specifically the Great Lakes, don't have as many creatures to be okay. concerned about. But I was talking with some people yesterday about a lazy river, and I would not mind just floating down a river today. So but any of them, any water, I love it all.
Maybe I haven't had a good lake experience. Maybe. What you're describing sounds very tranquil and
it is
relaxing.
I love the Great Lakes. That's what I grew up in every summer. Mm-hmm. The only catch is that they can be very cold. So if you don't like cold water, is not a spot for you. But I do feel like the Great Lakes, you get the ocean experience. Like you have the mm-hmm. waves and like tide and all of the things without having to worry about sharks mm-hmm. or, you know, the other creatures.
Giant fish.
Yes. Well, there are giant fish in the Great Lakes, but I don't think they're going to
follow you.
Pull a Jonah. maybe we have a lake expert that'll call me out, but I think you're safe there. But then we have a lot of lakes in Texas, but they're sort of a little bit, I think they're a little creepy to swim in sometimes because you get the snakes and
yes, you can't see like the that. Bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of our lakes here are man-made. And so I think mm-hmm. weird things happen sometimes. We try to make nature. All right. So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 14, Session 2, Jonah, Prophet to Nineveh. And this is coming from the book of Jonah. So Suzanne, why don't you share with us our big idea and story points for this week?
Yes. So we've seen how the northern kingdom of Israel had evil kings like Jeroboam, Nabab, Baasha, and Ahab, who led the people to turn away from God. In his mercy, God sent prophets like Elijah and Elisha to remind the people to turn away from sin and worship him. The prophets spoke God's words and performed miracles to show the people that God is the one true God. This week, we will learn how God sent Jonah to Nineveh to tell the people to turn from their sinful ways. And so our story points this week for preschool, we have God sent Jonah to Nineveh. And for kids, the story point is God sent Jonah to Nineveh to tell the people to turn from their sinful ways. Now we'll talk about some activities this week that may need a little extra instruction or resources. And so this week for older preschoolers, there is an activity called Complete a Sink or Flow Experiment. And Maggie, this is one of my favorite activities to do with preschoolers.
I love it. That is so really fun. Much. I did that a few weeks ago with my preschoolers. And
they loved it, right?
Yeah, it's so much fun. And you just use stuff from around the classroom. Like you don't need
exactly
to bring anything special in.
Yeah, it's so good. It's one of my favorites. It's a classic. And so just a tip here is to use a clear container. The benefit of using a clear container is the kids can all see what's happening at the same time. Because when you have an opaque container, they can't. And they'll want to gather around. They'll want to mm-hmm. see. And so having a clear container really is helpful. And something that I've done too with this project or this experiment with kids is we'll use classroom items, but I will tell them, go around the classroom and find something that's the size of the palm of your hand. And then they'll go and they'll find something and they'll bring it back. And so, I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's things that I can drop in water. Every once in a while, it's like a cardboard puzzle piece. And I'm like, I can't do that. No, but for the most part, they do a good job of finding like food from the kitchen or maybe a block or like a plastic bug. And so it's just really fun to try the different
things. That's a great idea. That's very fun. It's also, I found that, so I have, on Sundays, I have a pretty large age range of preschoolers. So I have like 2-year-olds to kindergarten.
Okay.
And I found that the kindergartners were very engaged in this when I called it an experiment. Like that was very exciting for them.
Yeah.
So it really, was exciting for all ages, which is always nice to find an activity like that. All right. And younger kids, there's an activity called Gulp, which is just a fun title.
I was gonna say, I liked that. Can you say that again? That was fun.
I think that was a one-take wonder. To simplify the prep for the game, kids could simply draw eyes and fins on the plastic cups with permanent markers. And in older kids, there is an activity called Jonah Pop Cup, which is harder to say for some reason. Pop cup. It's difficult to say. Make a pop cup in advance to be familiar with the process and to assure that the cups you are using are strong enough. And in Kids Worship, there is a group demo, and you might want to wear disposable gloves to keep that food color from getting on your hands. Let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited for, what stands out to us in this session. Now, this is obviously a really well-known story, right? Which is a great opportunity to focus on some different aspects that kids might not be as familiar with. Jonah is a solid example of what reluctant obedience looks like. Mm-hmm. So he eventually did what God told him to do, but his attitude was anything but godly. We can compare this to Jesus, who obeyed his Father immediately and with love. Because of the gospel parallels, this could be a cool story for older kids, especially to compare and contrast Jonah and Jesus and see what is similar and what is different there.
Yeah, as I was thinking through this story, Maggie, I had the same thought that how Jonah, he didn't fully obey God. Like he obeyed God with his body, but he didn't obey God with his heart and with his mind. And so I just think it's a really great opportunity this week for kids to see what true obedience looks like. And that's such a good point too, Maggie, of having the kids compare and contrast Jesus and Jonah. That's a really great idea.
Well, thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.